Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you and you did not dance. We wailed and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I preach in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to talk about the gospel, but I just wanted to add the part of the reading we don't read is the part where Rebecca is asked if she will go with the servant of Isaac. So it isn't just that she's pushed out the door, but she chooses to go with him. What is your way of seeing Jesus? We begin the narrative this morning with a comparison of John and Jesus. In many ways, John epitomizes the prophets from Hebrew scripture. In his appearance, he's wearing animal skins. In his behavior, in his message to convert the people who come to him to repentance. Jesus talks about himself as the Son of Man, another way of saying a human. He comes eating, drinking, and dancing. He enjoyed life. And his purpose is to reveal the Father. What do we therefore see in Jesus? The Gospels give us a many-sided picture. The healer, the one who forgives, the one with righteous anger, the one who loves his disciples, the crowds, his friends. He's a teacher. He's the one who prays to the Father, going away by himself. He is the one who is persecuted by members of his family who think he could possibly be crazy, by religious authorities, and by political authorities. He can show prejudice. Think of the importunate woman. That's not what she's called. The woman who's speaking to Jesus, and he calls her a dog. And she teaches him that even the puppies have crumbs from their master's table. But then he can also be completely inclusive of Greeks, of zealots, of women, of fishermen, of tax collectors, of those who doubt. He offers hope, even though it may not be the hope the people are looking for political freedom. He presents a spiritual savior. What about you? I often think the way people see Jesus is as a teddy bear. Loving, warm, cuddly. Very one-sided picture. In medieval times, he was a judge. Today we would see him, I think, as a friend, a teacher, a good man. Do you use biblical language and see him as the suffering servant? The Lamb of God, as John says, the sacrifice, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sin of the world? Are we influenced by art? Art through the ages. Most of the art that we have seen presents Jesus in a particular way, reflecting the culture of the old masters. He is white. Sometimes the old masters present Jesus as a baby in Mary's arms, but that baby is more like a small man. There was a lot of furor when Jesus was depicted as a black man, an Asian man, a homeless man, and once he was depicted as a woman. You can imagine what people had to say about that. It seems to me that we relate to Jesus or God from our own perspective, what we need Jesus to be. Brother or sister, father or mother. And if you've read the book, The Shack, the man in that book has a vision. And in the beginning, God is represented by a woman, a motherly woman. But later, the person becomes a man. If you've read that book, then you have a sense of God's many faceted ways. When we see Jesus, when we think about who he is, what he's done, it seems to me that how we see Jesus affects how we live our lives, how we love, how we are inclusive, how we are healing. As we try to teach, as we pray, as we reveal in Jesus Almighty God. Jesus is the full face of God, the fullest we're going to recognize in our lifetimes. And I think what we see, in addition to all the things he did during his ministry, we see the teacher. We see the crucified. We see the risen and ascended Christ. How we act in our lives depends on how we understand that. In the Middle Ages, God and Jesus were seen very much as judges. It was a very negative, I think, picture of God, lacking some of the things that we would expect. Middle Ages could never have sung our song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." But if Jesus is our friend, and Jesus was a friend to the outcast and the sinner, then we too, living Jesus' life, should be the friend of outcasts and sinners. Jesus did not have privilege the way we all do. He didn't have a home. He depended on others for his food, for any kind of living he would have had. He was homeless. He was a refugee. He became a teacher, a healer, a lover, and a person with righteous anger when it was appropriate. That's who we need to be. Not that we are going to be refugees or homeless necessarily, but we need to have the kind of compassion for people who are not like us, because Jesus is those people. I don't like that word, those, but Jesus is the people who are not like us. And we worship him and we serve him. How we see Jesus affects how we live, love, and serve others. Amen.